You're listening to SBS News.
Migrants hoping for a better life in the UK continue to arrive in the French port city of Calais, aiming to cross the English Channel from France to Britain. But tougher immigration rules have been introduced by the United Kingdom following its exit from the European Union. That means the vast majority of unaccompanied minors waiting in France now find there's almost no legal chance for them to join relatives who already live in the UK. As a result, there's concern among some organisations that unaccompanied children and adolescents are becoming harder to trace and easier targets for traffickers.
Every day, go to every day. For 2 years, it's day.
That's 16-year-old Thomas, who arrived in Calais 2 years ago when he was just 14. Since then, he's been trying to get to the UK, but he doesn't have enough money to secure a place on a boat, and the tough security around the port of Calais makes it very difficult to get through by jumping on a lorry, an act which is illegal. On his arm, he has a tattoo which reads, "I miss you, mother."
Because I miss you, my mother. My mother is my mother, you know?
Is she happy that you're in Europe?
My mother.
No.
No, how can he be happy? I am here in Sydney and he's not happy. Me not happy, my mother not happy.
Ferry works for an association that distributes food in the camp.
10, 12, 13 years old. Those ones, yes, a lot, especially from Afghanistan. They didn't come alone, but they come with people from their village, with people from they know, but yes, they have no parents.
Not everyone agrees that there are more minors as a proportion of the migrant population here. These camps tend to swell in the summer as the weather improves, and with police carrying out evictions every couple of days, it can be hard to keep track of individuals. In 2020, more than 7,400 people crossed one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world in small boats to reach the south coast of England. What's clear is that the number of boat crossings has doubled this year, according to local government figures in Calais. Just over half of them are stopped. Unaccompanied minors often don't have a way to pay for a place, and when they do, they're often at higher risk. 17-year-old Luam has attempted to get to the UK twice by boat. Her boyfriend, 24-year-old Nathan, says she was sexually assaulted by a human trafficker while he wasn't there to protect her.
They waited for 3 days around the sea because of the weather, and she was alone. She was going to the toilet and he came.
Lucy Bichet works for the organisation Safe Passage.
They meet smugglers, traffickers that promise them a crossing in a matter of hours.
Neither Thomas nor Luam meet the criteria for family reunion in the UK. Luam only has a distant relative there. But Ms. Bichet says even with parents, grandparents or siblings in the UK, people are finding it more difficult now. She says they have no other options, though the UK government claims that they can get a visa if they have a close family member in the UK.
Actually, the requirements to meet under the UK immigration rules are so stringent, so hard to meet. There are residency requirements, there are financial requirements that are really high and really hard to meet. So most of the kids we meet in Calais that are staying in the streets, sleeping rough, their family members wouldn't meet these requirements. We at Safe Passage estimate that 95% of the cases we had helped under the EU family reunion rules would be unlikely to meet the requirements under the UK immigration rules.
In June, Kent County Council, which already has 400 unaccompanied minors in its care, announced it could not take any more because it reached the limit of safe capacity. And in an unusual move, the council has threatened to take the British Home Secretary to court over the extreme pressure that its services are under. Tougher rules, tougher policing, tougher security. None of it seems to shrink the number of child migrants determined to get to the UK. Alan Lee, SBS News.